best friend, and today it is now 4 o'clock in the morning and we are about to sneak out of my house through my front window, which by the way is very small, so okay, if you'll please just wait patiently while we climb out the window.
Yes, good morning guys. It's a very, very, very early morning audio boo. This is highly dangerous. I do say don't do this at home. Oh, the birds are singing. Shit, shut up. That noise is the fish tank, by the way. It's very fucking annoying. Right, okay. I've got that. Shit. Fuck. Sorry for the bad language, guys. Very... Right, I'll give the phone to David while I get out.
Okay, basically,
I've just ran around the corner, so just in case my mum looks out the window, so he's asleep now. But we're sneaking out of my house, and now we're like, I'm halfway down the street, and Dolly's trying to get out the window. Did you close the window? Did you close the window? What? Did you close the window?
Yeah.
Right. Right, okay everybody. We're still recording? Yeah, bloody hell. Right, it is now actually 3:56 in the morning. Oh, the bird's lovely. Right. This is David Wilson. Say hi, David.
Hello.
Right. God, isn't it light for 4 o'clock? Right, we are now currently in Wandsbeck Avenue, which is David's street. Basically, for the USA people, Asda is a little, sorry, a little,
they've got Asda there, man. Walmart is like an American place that basically owns Asda.
Do they?
So basically, it's like a very small Walmart to you guys, but
yes,
it's like a very big
place for us. We have to travel practically nearly an hour to get there, so by the time we get there, it's about 5 o'clock. But we're going to a big place called the Isabella Heap, well, the hill.
Which is where, like, a bunch of druggies usually hang out, but strangely enough, at 4 o'clock in the morning, we decided to go that way.
Yeah, very weird people are. Now, the thrill, let me first explain. I bet you're thinking, why the hell are these two guys wandering around at 4 a.m? Well, I think we should go that way.
Oh, Donny, man.
We can't go through there.
Why? In case some people are at the park and try to chase her.
Yes.
Funny story actually, David, the usual person who presented us, was almost killed the other day when a bunch of lads decided to run out of the park and chase him.
So my dad promptly tried to run them over Gene Hunt style.
It was actually quite funny because what happened was basically, he went to the chip shop when I was waiting at my house for him. He comes back about an hour later saying, I've nearly just been killed. So I was like, well, what happened to you, David? And then he replied, well, basically, I was on my way to the chip shop when a bunch of thugs ran out of the park and tried to kill me. So I was like, then
but
what happened?
As well.
They were. And then he was like, oh, well, I told my dad when they chased me home and he tried to run them over. And I was like, well, David, what do you mean? And he was like, well, my dad got in the car and basically drove straight towards him. And I was like, well, why did he do that, David? And he's like, I don't really know.
Do you want me to the fucking show, do you?
I'll just present it. Well, what? This is a very special opportunity for me to present.
4 minutes, bloody hell, we'll have to wrap up soon. Basically, we are now across the road. We are just getting very light, I have to admit.
That's right. Especially, what you have to understand, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're in England. So over here, for any of people in America, it should be really dark, but actually it's very light.
Okay, we're gonna have to go now because an audio boot only lasts 5 minutes. We'll let you know any updates when we get further. See you soon, everybody, and so goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.